Hi everyone, welcome to Modern Day Stoic. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the three big misconceptions about Stoicism. 1. Stoics are refrained from feeling any emotion. This is an extremely common myth regarding Stoicism. As of now, the word Stoic has two definitions. The modern English version defines Stoic as a person who can endure pain or hardship without showing their feelings. Although this definition encompasses some parts of Stoicism, it is far from interpreting the true meaning of the philosophy. This leads some people to assume that Stoics are just downright cold and emotionless beings, deprived of empathy and love. Although there are many concepts in the Stoic philosophy, Stoicism, simply stated, is a philosophy that helps you develop a rational and calm mind by distinguishing between the events you have control over and the ones you don't have control over. Notice, the definition does not state anything about repressing your emotions. Instead, Stoicism just teaches us to be mindful of our feelings and our actions by getting to the root of the cause. Like James Pierce once said, "To be Stoic is not to be emotionless, but to remain unaffected by your emotions." 2. Stoics are pessimistic. A quote by Seneca states, quote, "Rehearse them in your mind. Exile, torture, war, shipwreck, all the terms of our human lot should be before our eyes." Another quote by Seneca states, "Nothing happens to the wise man against his expectation. He wrote to a friend, 'Nor do all things turn out for him as he wished, but as he reckoned. And above all, he reckoned that something could block his plans.'" By hearing these quotes, it's not far-fetched to assume that the Stoics had a pessimistic view on life. However, this negative outlook actually transformed the Stoics into optimists. William Irving once said, quote, "We normally characterize an optimist as someone who sees his glass as being half full rather than half empty. For a Stoic, though, this degree of optimism would only be a starting point." After expressing his appreciation that his glass is half full rather than completely empty, he will go on to express his delight in even having a glass. It could, after all, have been broken or stolen. He might comment about what an astonishing thing glass vessels are. They are cheap and fairly durable, in part no taste to what they contain. To such a person, glasses are amazing. To everyone else, a glass is a glass. The Stoics aren't pessimistic because their negative visualization of life lets them appreciate the things they already have. By accepting that bad things will inevitably occur, the Stoics gain a deeper gratitude for the resources they already have access to. A common assumption of Stoicism, and to all philosophies, is that they provide a one-step solution to all of life's problems. However, this is gravely untrue. The Stoics believed that we should crush every single bit of hope in order to courageously come to terms with the worst possibilities and our deepest fears. By doing so, we will not be surprised when those things do eventually happen. As Epictetus once said, quote, "When you're going to perform an act, remind yourself what kind of things that the act may involve. When going to the swimming pool, reflect on what may happen at the pool. Some will splash the water. Some will push against one another. others will abuse one another, and others will steal. Thusly, you have mentally prepared yourself to undertake the act, and you can say to yourself, I now intend to bathe and am prepared to maintain my will in a virtuous manner, having warned myself of what may occur. End of quote. The Stoics also concluded that life was full of fearless struggles and adversity. When the tyrannical emperor Nero commanded Seneca to commit suicide in front of his family, Seneca didn't hesitate. On his deathbed, he tried to calm his children and spouse from crying by reciting the following phrase: What need is there to weep over parts of life? The whole of it calls for tears. Thank you for listening today. If you would like to learn more about modern-day Stoic, please visit any site that distributes podcasts, such as Anchor or Spotify, and search up Modern Day Stoic. If you like this podcast, please leave a review, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.